This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know that this is necessarily the news you want as we head into 6 or so weeks worth of crowded airports, packed airplanes, and delayed flights. But the skies are going to start getting even less friendly. Both United and Delta Airlines said this month they're going to change their frequent flyer plans to make you use a lot more miles to get free seats. The changes start next year, and as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, they are the future of flying.
Airlines love customers like Everton Morris.
With my United balance, I have a lifetime miles balance of a little over 905,000 miles.
He shops with the right credit cards and has multiple apps on his phone to check his mileage balance.
Because next, of course, to my bank balance, that's the most important thing.
So when he found out that buying a United ticket with miles would cost 62% more in some cases, he was...
Certainly was not at all happy about that because I tend to redeem for international trips.
The most significant hikes are for business and first-class international flights, and Delta Airlines has hiked the price in miles for its flights twice in the past 4 months.
We are definitely experiencing mile inflation, and that's got a lot of frequent flyers pretty outraged.
George Hobica is founder of AirfareWatchdog.com. Basically, people's miles are going to be worth a lot less, and consumers will have to spend more to qualify for certain loyalty programs. One reason for the mile depreciation, says Hobica, is supply.
They're handing out miles like candy at Halloween.
But there's more to it than that, says Seth Kaplan, editor at Airline Weekly.
Flights are often fuller now, and so if they give a seat to somebody, that's a seat that somebody else might have paid for, not a seat that would have otherwise been empty.
Tim Winship is an editor with SmartTravel.com. He says what's really behind mileage inflation is industry consolidation, like the upcoming merger between U.S. Airways and American.
You have fewer airlines competing against each other, which means they can become less customer-friendly.
And he says consumers can't really do much about it. Everton Morris would switch, but he's so close to getting lifetime gold premier status.
When you get heavily invested and the mileage accrual and the mileage promos and whatnot, you know, it becomes tougher and tougher to switch.
So his plan is to burn as many miles as possible before the new rates go into effect, starting with flying his family to Asia. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.